I was informed this morning that one of our spokesperson in the League of Filipino Students was gunned down in Sorsogon, which is part of Bicol region in the southern part of the Luzon area. Our provincial chairperson in Kalinga Apayao, Dr. Chando Claver, together with his wife and kid, was ambushed this morning at 7 a.m. while they were about to drop their kids in school to school. His wife died, and he is in critical condition right now. So these senseless killings are part of the whole political repression that the progressive movement is undergoing right now.
As a member of parliament for the marginal Bayan Muna Party in the Philippines, Joel Virador has lost more than 100 party associates to unsolved abductions and assassinations. The party represents peasants, workers, and marginal groups in the Philippines Congress, and is frequently linked to the communist insurgency throughout the country, which continues to rile the incumbent president. But why is there this all-out war against the communists, who in the past have entered both peace talks and government itself? Head of the Filipino Broadcasting Group at SBS Radio in Melbourne, Malu Logan, explains some of the history of the conflict.
There is a revolutionary underground movement that is going on in the Philippines, and it's being led by the National Democratic Front of the Philippines, and with this included would be the Communist Party of the Philippines and its armed wing, the New People's Army. The National Democratic Front of the Philippines actually has had peace process or peace talks with the government of the Philippines, and it started in 1986, actually, when Marcos, the previous dictator, President Ferdinand Marcos, was ousted. Some of the agreements which the National Democratic Front proposed was they will not go into an agreement until the government of the Philippines, or Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo, will remove the terrorist tag that has been lumped with the National Democratic Front. Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo is the first, very strong ally of the United States of America. So President George Bush has tagged the Communist Party of the Philippines and this Jose Maria Sison as, terrorist, individual and terrorist organizations. Now, the United Nations Development Program, UNDP, has come out sometime last year, if I'm not mistaken, that saying that they should not be tagged as terrorist organizations because these are organizations that have been waging a just war, or they are revolutionary, and they have been undergoing peace talks between the two governments. So now the peace talks have been stalled because they want that terrorist tags be removed before they can engage in and resume the peace talks. So it's stopped at the moment. And then now, just this year, President Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo declared an all-out war with the communists. And the problem is when she declares this, and being the commander-in-chief, the military will just kill anyone who is just against the government. But it's really after the Communist Party of the Philippines, because the New People's Army, they're organizing in the countrysides, and they're strongly supported by, it's not being said, but if you go to the countryside and talk to the people in the remote barrios, especially in the impoverished areas, they are very supportive of the New People's Army, and some of them have joined the New People's Army. And they have had a lot of successful tactical offensives without a gunshot or without a gun, without
any bloodshed?
Yeah, without any bloodshed at all.
The Bayan Muna Party and its MP, Joel Virador, is constantly being linked to the communists as a front by the Philippines government and is thus a target for government control.
There is no more distinction between armed rebels and unarmed civilians working within the legal framework. You know, in our country, there is this ongoing armed rebellion that is being waged by the Communist Party of the Philippines New People's Army. And the approach of the government is to lump those who are working for change within the mainstream, within the legal arena, with that of the combatants. So there is no more distinction. Precisely, our members are being killed each day. The range of personalities subject to target research and neutralization are ranking officials of front, so-called front organization, and even those who merely attend their activities. No? So it's part of their target research. Usually, the ones being killed are chairperson, secretary general of our party in interior provinces. So this is part of the intelligence briefing materials of the armed forces. The military and the government also studied the areas where Bayan Muna and other progressive parties stopped in the elections, and these were considered as areas of strong influence by the military.
No one has been brought to justice yet. And she even formed a task force, USIG. USIG means task force prosecute or pursue. And no outcome yet for that task force.
And yet the killings at the rate of one every 2 days.
Yes, continues.
Even if we are perceived as lefties, that we go against the status quo, that we present alternatives for our people also to experience humanity, we still have to be given due process. We should not be killed. There are already death squads, military death squads, that are roaming all over the country just to snuff out the lives of progressive individuals. The killings have gone into 716. As of today, 258 from left organizations, including 114 from Bayan Muna, our party, People First, 47 from Anak Pawis, and 5 from Gabriela Women's Party, 63 sectoral and other people's organization. There are 343 not affiliated with any political organization. Of course, we consider also the killing of the journalists. Under the watch of President Arroyo, we recorded 45 journalists killed, 193 farmers and 59 workers, 52 members of indigenous communities. Here you call them aborigines, and 28 human rights workers. As far as enforced disappearances is concerned, as of today, I was informed by our documentation team that it already rises to 176. So even children are not spared. No, we have recorded 43 children who died at the hands of suspected military death squads.
Who else could possibly be doing these killings?
Well, I have talked to some journalists in the Philippines. See, even some of the senators have been saying that, well, this may be subjective, that the President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo is scared of the military. And so she would always give concessions with them. So there may be factions. There are factions, actually, in the military. The idea of a coup is always there as a threat.